think probably about five songs in, I wrote the song called 1945, which ended up being the title track. And I didn't know it was going to be the title track at the time, but it was. I knew it was a very interesting song after I had demoed it out. And after we were done recording, I was going back through all the material and sort of looking for themes and things, because I didn't set out to write a concept album called 1945 and, you know, have it play as a relationship goes. That was something that after I had finished the recording and I was looking back through the material, I realized those themes. And so I had that song, and it just made a lot of sense because that song sort of encompassed all of what the whole album says, which sort of tells the stories of a relationship in different stages, and I think that one sort of encompassed a lot of those, so it made sense.
I met you on a ballroom night. I was sleeping in your town. You whispered dreams in my ear. I fell in love with the sound.
I understand that 1945 has a meaning for you in terms of your family and your grandparents.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, and one that I heard a lot. Of course, my grandma is English, and so is my father, and that's his side of the family, but she lived through World War II and the bombings of London and some of those, you know, very traumatic things. And growing up, I would always hear stories about, you know, she was once dive-bombed by a German fighter pilot, and she jumped in a ditch and managed to survive. And then different things, you know, like her neighbor's house was hit by a bomb and was totally leveled. And so I was hearing all these kind of crazy stories, and it was always something that was, I guess, really fascinating to me. And then there was this whole other side of it that wasn't spoken about much, which was that my grandpa ended up being a master sergeant in the Air Force. But at that time, he was a navigator and a bombardier, and I think a flying fortress. And so he served on multiple tours and ended up meeting my grandma there after the war. And they got married and lived in London for a while and then moved back to the States and later were divorced. And so I guess that song, 1945, was sort of my take on their story, which I just found really romantic and sort of had a lot of mystery and different things involved in it. So that's where that came from.
Let's look at some of the other songs in addition on your 1945 album. You sing Future's Gonna Be the Past, and we could take that two different ways, leaving for war and the end of a relationship.
Yeah. You know, I think when I look at that song, everyone sort of talks about the future, like if you're dating somebody and you have a bright future with them or whatever, and that person is the future, you know, he's my future. And so I sort of took that phrase and said, well, my future is going to be my past now. And that's sort of where that came from. But, of course, you know, you can take that a lot of different ways, like you said.
It's pretty soon the future, yeah, the future, it's going to be the past.
The song in the running order, it really starts the B side of the album, which is sort of, to me, it's like the other side of the relationship, or when you start heading downhill, I guess. Yeah, it has multiple meanings. I thought that was sort of clever. I like to go for things like that.
There is a real two-sided aspect to the album. Rooftop, that you mentioned before, is pretty much in a sharp contrast to Future's Gonna Be the Past.
That song is interesting, and it's always interesting to see how different songs, you know, any song in particular, not just things that I've written, but it's always interesting when I'll go through a certain moment and a song will become alive to me again, or I'll understand it better and connect with it because I play them so much and I hear them so much that they lose their grip on you, but then something will happen where it'll really stand out to me. And there's one particular line in that song that says, if you don't speak up, then you'll never love, you'll be all alone. And I think, you know, to love something, you have to make yourself vulnerable to it, whether that's a person or just a passion, you know? And so that's the risk that you take.
I keep looking for the sign. I wish I could read your mind. But tell me.
think a lot of those songs early on the A side of that project are sort of, a lot of them captured that moment of initial, I guess, infatuation, but also beginning of relationship, so you're taking a risk. Which is making me think of the song Love is for Gamblers as well. It's sort of that same concept.
They say love is for gamblers and broken hearted fools. I will have you know I'm betting all my money on you.
You know, writing songs is a right brain thing, and creating art is a right brain thing, and, you know, it has a lot to do with inspiration and emotion. But there is a scientific side to it, and that's something that I've learned to look at in the last few years. And, you know, I think if you look at something like a lot of the Beatles catalog, and I think the thing that maybe set the Beatles apart is the content of their lyrics and what they're saying to their audience, and they sort of have a timeless truth or message involved in the song that will stand the test of time because it's, you know, some sort of self-evident truth. A lot of their work